Breakfast. This week is Refugee Week, where people around the world are honouring the resilience of refugees and those seeking sanctuary. The theme this year is Our Home, and Southampton Refugee Week will be hosting a carnival and a picnic as well as the parade. Here's one of the organisers, William Brooke Hart. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Alan. Good morning.
A little bit about Refugee Week.
Yeah, Refugee Week's a worldwide festival, and it's happening all over the country in towns and cities, and not least Southampton, where we had a very successful festival about this time last year. And I'm really happy to hear the weather forecasts, because it looks like being a great day for us tomorrow. We're going to have a few events tomorrow, if you'd like me to run through them.
Well, I'm curious as to how you do. You bring in people who have been refugees? I don't know. We're going to speak to someone in just a moment. Do they refer to themselves as always being a refugee? And do you bring them in as part of the honouring, as part of the, in many ways, a kind of, it is bordering on being a celebration of freedom. So do you bring those groups in?
Yes, of course we do, and it's not so much, they're kind of very active participants. So within our community, there's a lot of organisations have come together to get this thing going. And people who maybe their parents, their grandparents, or maybe themselves may have had some experience of a refugee experience, or maybe not.
Okay.
Are participating. So it's kind of very much a community collective effort.
And to find out what's happening, is there a place, a social media group that you go to, actually, this is the best place to find out what is happening over the weekend?
Kind of the easiest way probably is, get on Facebook and look for Southampton Refugee Week, or just Google Southampton Refugee Week. You'll come to a page which has all the details. Yeah.
Okay. Joining me now is Bitimbe. Good morning. Thank you for coming on the radio. You're part of this because you were a refugee, or do you still see yourself as being a refugee?
I still see myself as being a refugee.
How did you come to the UK?
I was brought in the UK. I think nowadays it's called human trafficking, and didn't know it was the UK, and I left my two children in Cameroon, and I was brought here to work, and was freed by the police, which later on passed me to the immigration system, and that's where my asylum seeking journey started. And I was later on granted asylum, and since then I was reunited with my two daughters in 2011, and Southampton has been my home. Because only in Southampton, I realized that going through everything I went through, I wasn't whole anymore. I was broken. But then when I came to the realization of needing help, and that help was there, I was able to start a new life, have new dreams, being able to be part of my community, create a woman group that is called SAWA. And in 2022, we were awarded a prize for creating the logo for the Limelight Forces.
Do you feel, can I ask, Bitimbe, does this now feel like your home? You've been here since 2010, so you've been here a long time. Does it feel like home now, or do you still think, okay, maybe one day this won't be my home and I'll go back to Cameroon? Or does that feel like, no, that can never happen?
No, I don't think that will ever happen, because Southampton has, it's like a rebirth to me. I learned to relive in Southampton. I learned to actually is really like home, because home you are who you are. You don't hide who you are, and you are accepted for who you are. And there is no other place that I would think will know me the way I'm known in Southampton, with my children and the way I've been accepted. And
it's really interesting to hear you talk from the perspective of someone who was trafficked to someone who has now found home and friendship with us here on the South Coast. This seems, I think, as a silly question, but I wondered what Refugee Week means to you. Do you register it as this is really important, or do you think, oh, I'll take part in this, you know, I don't necessarily need this week? How do you make sense of that?
I always say it's good to remember the past in order to know how the future will be, because Refugee Week is so important because it's part of my history, it's part of my journey. So every year I look forward to Refugee Week because I feel like I might inspire someone else that is going through the system, or maybe someone who is in the same condition I was with and is not able to be freed or have no hope. But maybe listening to refugees' stories and other activities might help them go through that process.
Butimbe, lovely to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. I know you've got to get your son, I think, ready for school. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. And I think everyone listening will be glad that you have found freedom here with us on the South Coast. And I really hope you enjoy Refugee Week as well. And if you're listening to that, want to be a part of it, all you got to do, hop online, throw into your search engine Southampton Refugee Week, and it'll bring up all the details of the weekend.